You want to call the roll?
Here.
We have a quorum. I'll entertain a motion to. I'll call a meeting to order and entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I move approval of the agenda.
Moved by Betts, second by James. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I entertain a motion to approve the minutes of August 5th, 2008 and September 2nd, 2008.
So moved.
Moved by Betts.
Second.
Second by James. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. You have in your packet, is there any public participation? Seeing none, you have in your packet a project spreadsheet for the exterior masonry project at the courthouse. Are there any questions about that project spreadsheet? And I'll entertain a motion to accept it and place it on file.
I make a motion to place it on file.
Second.
Moved by James, second by Betts. Discussion. Mr. Inman, the precast walls and the decks appear to be poured, and my understanding of the superstructure of the tower is that there's this last part that goes all the way up to the 100 and some feet, the belfry part, and I think Ken told me, Mr. Ressler told me that that would all be put up at one time, and he estimated the middle of October. Is that still going to happen?
We are still on schedule for the spire to go up on October 16th.
Okay. Have any of you gone by and looked at the mock-up bricks, at the places where they put bricks in? We had photographs of them, but you could actually go by and, you know, and look at them. They will show them to you if you have. Does anybody have any questions about that project?
It's really moving quickly. That's all I can say.
Well, we've had really good weather.
Moving so quick.
We've had really good weather. Coordination has been good. Mr. Jay.
Questions.
Would you use your microphone, please?
I'm sorry, sir.
Thank you.
I need a microphone. On owner items, and it says it's a project's not included in the contracts. Is there anything specific? Is that one big item, or is there lots of little ones?
Well, I think it's a lots of little ones. The owner items, for example, would include the interior remodels that have gone on, where we, blocked off the state's attorney's office, and we blocked off probation, and we built that temporary jury assembly area. Those would all be owner items. We did that work with subcontractors, and Ressler did not.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, the motion is to accept and place it on file. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Physical plant monthly reports. Mr. Reinhardt isn't here. We have them. Again, I'll entertain a motion to accept them and place them on file.
I move they be received and placed in file or accepted.
Second, moved by Beth, second by Court. Any discussions about the physical plant monthly reports? Mr. James.
I asked this last meeting. I guess no one's going to be able to answer it, but the gas service, I noticed we're going in the hole on that. We're exceeding budget by almost 19.5%. On September's report.
Yeah.
I looked at the courthouse, and I asked that question last time about how, you know, that rate is almost staying consistent, you know, through the summer months as well as what we had in some of the winter months. But then if you go across the line at the other buildings, how it drops and fluctuates. So I was just, again, I think, Denny, you had stated something about the boiler or down there and turn the thermostats down or something.
I don't recall that last part, Mr. James, but okay. I discussed that issue with Alan. And in the design of the four boiler system at the courthouse, which the four boilers service the whole addition and the facility, the design, the initial design and the current operation of them has them running all year round. And thus, in theory, I emphasize theory here, your natural gas costs will be stable across the calendar as long as there's not a cost increase, and et cetera. Now, we're going to review that because that is atypical of what we do in the other buildings. And we're trying to get building system management put together so he can run them, not always being exactly next to the boiler to make a change.
Follow-up question would be, if I may, seeing how that's exceeded budget by almost $65,000, and it's sure to go up because that's September and we still have a few months, the new budget that was prepared, and I don't have that before me, was there an allowance?
Next year's budget has about $450,000 more budgeted for these two utility lines, electric service and gas service, than this year's budget did. And I'm not sure, I should have looked before the meeting, I'm not sure she has the current budget in there because we've amended these line items this year to accommodate for the increased expenses that we expect. So I think that they may have already been amended for this year as well.
Thank you.
Yes.
If I may, Mr. James, one additional comment on the natural gas. We're trying to work within the contract from the University of Illinois at Chicago, who monitors the bulk rate purchase for the state of Illinois. This is very slow process, unlike the consortium electrical one. I've been asking the consortium if they were going to do a natural gas, and they still had not gotten enough support for it. So I've turned my attention to the UIC one. And if, in fact, we do bring this to the committee and join, you will see at least the stabilization of the cost for natural gas. You will see it. Only additional space will affect that cost, just like electricity. So we're trying to do something to address the issue, but probably December, January before we get that done, as slow as it's been.
Any other discussion about the physical plant monthly reports? All those in favor of receiving them and placing them on file say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. ILEAS, IGW Architect Invoice Number 5 in the amount of $450 for professional services rendered through August 29, 2008. Invoices for ILEAS AS Chiller Replacement. I entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by James.
Second.
Second by Jay. Discussion. Mr. Sapp.
Because I asked Denny this in the other room before we walked in here, I guess my question is, this says for professional services, and the reason why it's coming is because this is actual A&E services for a change order that occurred to whatever's going on over there.
Right, so it was an emergency issue in the fact that the chiller replacement took place. So we had to use their services to get the chiller, purchase a new chiller, install it, and get the billing up and running time to meet the lease requirement.
And again, it is normal that we would receive at this committee professional service change orders as they occur throughout a project.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
I do not have the authority to pay for them without your approval.
But again, it's normal that we
yes.
would receive them throughout the project
yes.
versus at the end of the project. Okay.
Chair Weibel.
My follow-up question, I just make sure I'm a little bit confused. In this case, was this done as part of the overall remodeling of the ILEAS building?
No, this was an emergency.
So this occurred after they completed the project?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Any, I feel like we're setting precedent for something we may be discussing in the future. So,
if I may, the nature of this work was such that we could not, A, purchase the replacement chiller, B, install it, and C, confirm to ILEAS, the tenant, that it was up and running properly without AE support on this. So we were tied, I guess, basically, is the way I understand it. Our hands were tied.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. IGW Architect Invoice Number 8 in the amount of $3,895.49 for professional services rendered through August 29, 2008. Invoices for ILEAS Trainee Center OB. Is there a motion approved?
So moved.
Moved by James.
Second.
Second by Bensel. Discussion.
I have a question.
Ms. Cord.
Is this $3,895?
It's the bottom line as I look at page 17. And it's the contract balance of $3,038.12 plus consulting fees of $815.49. Am I correct?
Mr. Inman?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is consistent with the contract that we have with them?
Right.
And
this
why is that? Why is the period August 2nd, 2008 through August 29th, 2008? I don't understand the billing period.
Typically, IGW bills on a monthly basis. Why August is coming in October, that I cannot answer.
You know?
It's, the billing is dated September 15th, so this is the earliest it could have come to you.
Okay, but... what's the total contract amount? I guess that's the question I have. Oh, $38,000. So we're still within the contract. All right. Any other questions? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. IGW Architect invoice number 11 in the amount of $6,055 for professional services through August 29, 2008 invoices for ILEAS Training Center. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by James. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Radman Group Report. I entertain a motion to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Moved by Betts.
Second.
Second by James. Discussion. Why do they keep telling us every time what kind of mold we have there is in the world?
Like penicillin molds and stuff, so we can all catch a cold and use it.
They tell us the same thing every time. They think we know what it is now. Mr. Chair Weibel.
Mr. Inman,
yes, sir.
I assume that the item number 3 on the recommendations that has been, they have done that on page 4?
Yes, I met with Ms. Ratterman on another issue probably 3 weeks ago, and she gave me a heads up on their findings, and yes, that has been addressed.
That's something we do in-house?
It was a combined effort between them and us to make sure that it was remediated correctly.
Yes, Mr. James.
I was going to ask that same question on that page. It would be helpful in the future, then, if something could be written there, corrected action.
Like a compliance section.
Yeah, because we had that same question because I've asked it. But on page 3, which is 22 in our little book, item number 3, there's a comment there, in several areas of the nursing home, evidence of minor water infiltration was found. Most new construction, there's usually some sort of warranty with work. I don't know. Reading that, I don't know if it's a roof leak, basement leak, or whatever, but I would assume that somehow the contractor, well, that's the source of water on the first floor, but here they had others on ceiling tiles and that. I was just wondering if anybody's looked in that more or if there's any more damage. It also, while I'm talking about it, and I know I'm jumping here, but number 8 is something that I always hit home on. The maintenance engineer is aware of all these areas of water infiltration and action is being taken to correct the causes of the problem. I can't stress enough that, especially in a building such as this, and we've had problems, it wouldn't hurt on a monthly basis to probably walk the whole, and I'm not saying he doesn't, but on a monthly basis to have a punch list and walk and check those things out so they don't get out of control, that we have a bigger headache.
Yes.
Informally, we do what you request. We do go through the building. And in fact, I believe it was in June, for whatever reason, we had a roof leak. It was repaired immediately, and we went upstairs into the attic, took care of the installation, et cetera. No. What you are seeing on items 3, 4, 5, particularly in those areas, are operational issues within the nursing home. We have gone back and caulked and recaulked, and the contractor has recaulked drains and et cetera that are, you see the reference to the engineer's office, central supply, and the kitchen is directly above that. We have done the recaulking work that we feel that needs to be done in place to make the system work correctly. There are issues whereby the personnel do not turn on the hoods to allow the humidity to go away, to go out, improper operation of the washing equipment, and et cetera. So it's dumping a lot of water at one time in a particular point. And what it will do is it will just find a point of least resistance. It will bypass the drain and go wherever. So we do continually monitor it. We try to help those folks as much as we can, but they also need to observe and operate correctly the equipment that's in place, and that's part of the issues that we're starting to work through now. So I hope I answered your question a little bit and helped out a little bit. It's not a construction issue. We're on the perimeter of those buildings, on each one of those wings that work into the basement, we're not seeing water infiltration at all. When I came through, Zippo, nada. That was one of our first stops after the courthouse tower. So it weathered that type of inundation of water. This is coming from internal operations.
Like, was that a contractor solved problem, or did ours?
Internally, we fixed it. I can't say that it was Advanced Roofing that issue. I think what it was is the winds picked up X number of tiles and just moved them. Yeah. Okay.
The mold that is mentioned in a couple of paragraphs here that appear to be related to moisture accumulation in the kitchen or in other areas on ceiling tiles, she doesn't specify, but I'm assuming that is a different type of mold than the mold we had to deal with in the construction process.
Yes, it is. If you
I'm no expert on mold. Kitchen mold, construction mold.
If you remember IDPH's comments a couple months ago about the food being on the floor and having mold and et cetera. So there are many different ways that the mold can get into there. Obviously, we keep the humidity levels appropriate, use the equipment, keep it fine-tuned and et cetera. That building has a history of operating relatively appropriately. Now, if you take somebody, mud on their shoes, take them up into the attic to adjust a VAV or something, and they leave the mud up there and mold grows on the mud, that's what's going to take place. It's just attention to detail and understanding the environment that you're working in. It will be a constant learning experience.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Do you have anything you want to add tonight?
No. Entertain questions.
All right. Any questions about any of our projects or buildings? The other business, we have the semi-annual review of closed session minutes. Those have been circulated along with a memo from the state's attorney's office recommending that the minutes remain closed. Has everyone had a chance to see it? All right. Entertain a motion to have the closed session minutes remain closed.
So moved.
Moved by Sapp, second by Cord. Discussion.
Moved by James.
Mr. James.
I looked at some of them closed, like some of them are performance review or search for somebody and what have you. I just think after so long, some of those should be made public. But I know we're acting on the advice of our attorney. I just look at some of that stuff like that search committee. I mean, that's long done, passed, and we've had another administrator or whoever at the nursing home. I think that's what it concerned since that point, and I can't see why they remain closed, but that's my opinion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Consent agenda items would be 7, A, B, and C. Any other business? We're adjourned. Yeah. Yes, I am.